Hello everyone, welcome to today's training. We want to talk to you about DevOps, how to apply it, and for this session we chose continuous integration with continuous delivery and to cover it from the angle of Visual Studio, GitHub, Docker Hub, Azure and much more. My name is Alex, I'm technical evangelist at Microsoft, covering Western Europe, focusing on DevOps practices and cloud and everything that goes around it. And with me I have my friend Srđan.
Hi, I'm Srđan, a technical evangelist at Microsoft Serbia with a strong dev focus and a lot of experience in implementing Azure and mobile apps.
Yes, guys, and before we jump into the practices that we chose to show you today, let's discuss a little bit from a high-level perspective what is DevOps. Srđan, can you share your thoughts and opinion and angles regarding DevOps?
Well, I think that this famous elephant slide is quite good at describing what DevOps is. It's what DevOps is depends on the angle you view it. And today, because this is a practical training, we will focus on a few of these things, especially infrastructure as a code, automation, as well as we show a process that is also important on how to compose multiple currently available services in order to provide a solution.
Yes, and as Srđan said, since this is a multidisciplinary game and not a solo game, there are two of us for now try to cover the angle from a developer perspective, operation perspective, and to see what of these practices we can apply in order to drive us to the goal that we want to show you today. Now, a little bit different angle. So we saw how DevOps could look like and what people consider that DevOps is. And then we come to even trickier or heavier part. It's what tools to be used for each practices.
Yes, definitely. As you can see, we have this whole periodic table of developer tools. So there are really a lot. And so sometimes it's a bit hard to choose the right blend. We have to, based on constraints and requirements from our client, we have to make that choice. And we will present you our choice, which does not mean that it's the only choice, but it's our choice. And we will show you how what is the way we choose to implement DevOps.
So let's see what are the goals for today's session. Our first goal, an ultimate goal of this session, is to help you to create your own starting point for implementing DevOps practices.
And the best way to learn DevOps is by doing. So we want to make your start as easy as possible.
Second target is we want to share our experience, what we gained, good, bad and the ugly, while implementing continuous integration and continuous deployment from a proof of concept project that we recently did.
Well, definitely the best way to learn things is from other people's experience. So now let's see what was our project about. We were asked by our customer to build a showcase that will demonstrate how can we make automatic process that will on each commit deploy a complete web app to Q&A environment. The app was built on ASP.NET, MVC4 and MySQL as a platform.
Also, what was really interesting at the point of time when we started to work with them, they had a little bit of automation in place, literally no infrastructure as a code whatsoever. So they definitely how they used to do it is from a template provision, vanilla, let's say virtual machine, and then manually configure on top what's necessary for the app according to instruction that they receive from the development organization.
Yes, and that's possible if you have a rather simple solution, but if you have a bit more complex solution, you need to create the complete environment, and creating environment by using infrastructure as a code is the optimal way. The other constraint was that customer wanted us to use only currently available technologies and to do it in 2 weeks.
Yes, that's very challenging. Let's now jump and see how we solve the puzzle. Let's go and drill down into architecture of our solution. Our DevOps blend was to focus, as Srđan described to you, to currently available technologies. So let's start first from our right hand side. It will be maybe easier to understand what and why. So firstly, we were focusing on the container technology because we believe that is a way forward for our customer and that it will be more and more powerful technology that will be used both for development and infrastructure part. So we focus on Docker container technology that was built on top of the Azure. For provisioning purposes, we were heavily dependent on Azure Automation Services along with the PowerShell and workflows. And we heavily used Azure Resource Manager to provision environment that consisted of multiple resources. The most important resources was, of course, virtual machine with the Linux and needed containers on top. From a development perspective, Sergen, what we used?
From the development perspective, we used Visual Studio as a code editor and Visual Studio Online as a source control and build engine for our web app. And we have to keep in mind that our infrastructure is also described in code, so it needs to be developed. And we used Visual Studio Code as lightweight code editor available on multiple platforms and GitHub as a version control that will host infrastructure code. We used Docker Hub as a build engine used to build our Docker containers.
I have one or maybe two questions for you. So you two times used build. One was built for the app, and then you used the build term with the build of the containers. Can we just a little bit elaborate around it?
Well, when we say build, it means generally a process that has a source code as an input and that outputs something that's executable. In dev world, web app built from C#, for example, source code, is that executable and you can run your web app. When you describe infrastructure as a code in a container world, you need containers that are executable. So the build process builds containers from their definition described in the code, and then you can execute these containers on Docker host and run your app. And Alex, I have one question for you. On the right side, we have these containers and ASP.NET MVC app running on Linux. Could you please give some insight? Why is that?
Well, first, the insight is that currently, as you remember, we told to our customers and to your audience that our customer requirement was to use currently available technology. So our first constraint was, yes, we are aware that Windows Server, vNext or 2016 shall bring container technologies, but since it's not a final release, we could not use it. So definitely we failed over to Linux, and since the Linux is a first class citizen there, we used it.
Yes, and luckily ASP.NET, even MVC4 could run on Linux using Mono framework.
And we saw how MVC 4 app can run on top of Mono, on top of Linux. But what's maybe interesting for our audience is, why do we use two repositories, Visual Studio Online and GitHub? How and why?
Well, that's purely for the technical reasons. We need Docker Hub in order to build Docker containers that will run our app. And Docker Hub could now be connected only to GitHub, not to Visual Studio Online, but we hope that feature will become available soon. And from the other side, Visual Studio Online is more than source control, much more actually. But for this our scenario, what is important that we use Visual Studio Online in order to build our .NET web app, and we need Visual Studio Online for that.
We talked about all building blocks, and I think in order now is to explain actual the process and to connect all the dots, how we actually are getting to the end product. So, Sergen, what are we doing and what's the starting point?
Well, the starting point for both developers and IT pro guys is Visual Studio. In example that we will show you, IT pro guys will use Visual Studio Code as a lightweight development environment, but they could as well do in full-featured Visual Studio. So after a developer finishes its process, it commits code to Visual Studio Online. When IT pro guy finished describing infrastructure as a code, it will commit code, infrastructure code in GitHub, and both commits, commit to the GitHub or commit to the Visual Studio Online, triggers build on Docker Hub that will produce the container.
Okay, and when container is built, what's then happening?
Well, that building of container is We could say that continuous integration step, where we integrate our app code and our infrastructure code in a deployable unit. So we have to deploy that container to Q&A environment. And we choose Microsoft Azure as a host for our Q&A environment. And Microsoft Azure Automation as a process that will do that deployment, relying heavily on Azure Resource Manager that will use a JSON file as a template to deploy infrastructure needed to host Docker containers, as well as a way to describe Docker Compose of its components by what we mean web server with MVC app, as well as MySQL as a database.
So in a nutshell, the Swift flyby process goes like this. Whoever's checking the code is triggering the new build of container. So when the container is done, actually it will hook to webhook to automation, which will actually run the workflow, hitting the Azure Resource Manager to provision new QA environment with two linked containers top.
Yes, and now let's go to the flyby mode and show the all these steps in practice.
Yes, now is the demo time. Now we shall start first with the already built and provisioned environment. So as we already told you, we are going to heavily rely on Azure Resource Manager. So we have a resource group, and in this resource group, we have all the necessary components or resources for the application to run. So Srdjan, can you walk us through a little bit how and what are we building then, and how we are starting with a code change, then continuous integration, continuous deployment, what are the steps?
Yes, so the idea is for each commit to build a new resource group with a Docker host virtual machine secured in appropriate NIC with public IP exposed in order to for web app to work. So the idea is that each resource group and each environment deployment could be associated with appropriate commit, so that Q&A folks could send feedback to the dev team. Okay, so we have this deployment here, and we can see that it's available on the web.
So I heard that that customer had a request for change, and then they would like to change the login page. Can we do that?
Yes, of course. We should go to Visual Studio, and here is our login page. So, Alex, what would you like me to change?
Well, since we are talking about DevOps, how about DevOps applied login?
Okay, so let's put DevOps applied here. And let's run the app first on the dev machine to see that we made the right changes.
I hope you will not later tell me it runs on my machine, so it needs to run in production.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing we would like to avoid. So, Alex, does this look like as you would like?
Well, I think our customer will be satisfied with the achieved results, so let's continue.
Okay, now when we saw that application is running, we will commit it to the version control and see how that it will deploy to Azure.
Okay, while you are doing this, we need to explain that when you are going to do commit, you will put also comments into the commit?
Yes, each commit, Git requires for each commit to be commented, and I think this is the good practice, so the whole team will know what happens.
Okay.
Okay, so we will say this is modification, and it's login page title.
Okay.
Then we need to commit it, and now it's committed to the local repository. And now we will sync these changes with Visual Studio Online version control.
So what is going to happen as the pull and push is going to do the end of the process? We are actually going to experience automatic how to say, continuous integration and automatic build while we are explaining this.
Yes, as you can see here, we are now in Visual Studio Online, and you can see that here in triggers section that our Q&A build is triggered by each check-in.
Okay.
And now we are performing build. It contains in three steps. We will go through this in detail in later module. But for now, you should know only that it contains of three steps. First step is building solution, actually our web app. The second is packaging it and storing it to Azure in order for Docker Hub build to build appropriate container. And the first step is triggering Docker Hub build. So now let's see how all these things are executing.
Yeah, now we should see that.
Yes, here are completed,
and we should see the queued build.
Yeah, we should look in the queued builds, and we find our queue build here, so we can drill down into the build. So the build is now currently in condition when it waits to start, because a Visual Studio Online is service, so the resources are shared among users.
And what is interesting to again maybe repeat is that Visual Studio, as you said a little bit earlier, is not only a source repository for source code, it also can be used for build, for automated testing and much more. So we are actually using the components or features of the Visual Studio for our current project and experiment that we did.
Yes, it seems that the build starting, and you can see this console output all the time. So as you said, Alex, Visual Studio Online is more than version control. It's a complete ALM product, so it means it contains, of course, version control, but it controls also planning tools, build, a test, all you need for the complete complete application lifecycle management. And now you can see output from building the web app here.
And I believe since this will take a little bit of time, we should accelerate the time for you.
Okay, folks, so now the build, as you can see, our build succeeded. And the rest of the build process happens on the Docker Hub. So we will now go to the Docker Hub when we see that our Docker file definition that needs to be built. From this definition, the container would be made. And you can see in Dockerfile, and we will go in through Dockerfile in later module in detail, but what would you like to show you here, that we can see that this is where Visual Studio Online build packaged our web app, and this is the place where Docker Hub build will take over and build the container. So now let's go to the build details tab. And you can see that our current Docker build is running. And in this column, you can track what happens with that build. Currently, it's in the phase of processing the Docker file. Now Docker build is done. So we can drill down and see what happens. So you can see here in detail how the Docker container is built, process. You can see down there, you can see when the files were extracted, deployed, web app configured, and finally container pushed into Docker Hub. So when the Docker build is done, it triggers our Azure automation part that needs to do the deployment. And here you can see we will go through this runbook in more details in later module. But you can see here runbook that is used to deploy Docker container into Azure for QA to test the build. And you can see here the runbook that it's running. And when it goes to the complete state, we will see new resource group with appropriate application deployed.
Yes, and what is interesting while we wait also this to happen, you see down there we have one webhook, actually Docker Hub is reaching out to webhook when the build process of Docker is done.
Yes, that is the magic that that glues all these components together.
So again, we are going to compress time for you and go fade in, fade out, and we will come back to you with a
running deployment. So now we have our deployment completed. So let's go to the tab with resource groups and see what was being created.
So you will now refresh, and we, as you can see, we have two resource groups.
Yes, and here they are named by daytime. So we see here that this is the one created today. So we will go to that resource group, to the public IP address. And now we can get the address of our deployment. And now you can see that in deployment, our change has been applied.
So we delivered the promise of the request for change. And I believe now it's time to get back to slides, finish the first module, and then go and drill down in each steps that we saw in a flyby mode.
Today. And a bit more.
And a bit more, yes. Okay, we seen the demo in a flyby mode, and in the upcoming modules, we will go deep dive in each of the component. Now, before we finish this module one and entrance, let's go into useful links and Kickstarter points for you. So we talked a little bit about DevOps practices, and we didn't want to invest over time into this module because we want to go to the applied part. So if you want to learn more, go to itproguru.com, DevOps practices, and you will have a lot of terms explained there.
Also, if you would like to learn more about DevOps, there is an excellent training on Microsoft Virtual Academy that we would like to recommend, where you can see, can hear from recognized experts about different aspects of DevOps.
Yes, and of course, there are much more DevOps oriented videos and trainings, so go and check it out, MVA. We are going to make a small break and continue on. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.